clear your mind, relax your body, and calm your spirit. Surrender your mind to slumber. Now continue to clear your mind. Clear your mind of all negativity, all pain, all stress, all of it. Clear your mind of all these things and relax. Feel a relaxing surge go up and down your body, starting at your feet. Your feet so relaxed that you feel a massage massaging all your troubles away. The massage moves upwards slowly into your calves, loosening the muscles in your calves. Feel the massage in your thighs now, releasing tension, calming you down, relaxing your body, taking you deeper as the relaxation continues to move upwards, slowly becoming obedient to these words. Slowly you'll feel the relaxation overtake your body. Slowly you'll feel your muscles loosening in your lower legs. Now relax your mind. A nice quiet slumber moving upwards into your stomach. You feel a relaxation in the deepest pit of your stomach, and it soothes your soul, taking you deep into slumber, deeper and deeper now, as the relaxation goes into your chest. Focus upon your chest now, and focus upon your breathing. Breath in deeply, and imagine with each breath in that much more relaxed, and with each breath out, you feel the tension release from your body. Deep breath in, and you feel that much more submissive, and with each breath out, you feel your resistance dissipating. You feel yourself falling into a pit of pleasure and calm, enjoyable submission, almost as if you were going into slumber. A nice quiet state of slumber now. Feel the relaxation, a massage onto your shoulders. Your shoulders feeling so nice now, so relaxed, so soothing, and almost if you were in a state of slumber. Going deeper and deeper now, as relaxation flows down into your hands, going further into slumber. Now, counting down from 5 to 1, and when you reach 1, you'll be in a deep, deep trance. 5, feel your body relaxing more and more. 4, your mind going deep, your spirit allowing you to go deeper and more open to suggestions. 3, more and more obedient, obeying these words, obeying this voice. Obey and clear your mind. 2, feel yourself falling. It feels so good, so relaxing, so calm, as you fall so deep into submission. 1, nice, deep, comfortable trance, relaxed obedience, complete state of slumber. And now, relax your body, relax your mind, relax your spirit, and listen. Feel a change course through your body. You may be familiar with this feeling of change. Your skin tingles every time you feel it. It feels nice. It feels pleasant. It feels perfect. Continue to feel this tingle all up and down your body, throughout every part of your skin. You're now on the bottom, completely at peace. There will be nothing but these words. These words will be your here in a nice, deep, comfortable trance, down in the hallway of the mind, deep down here in the hallway of the mind, plush under your feet, satin above your head, small hand held whispering mirrors on the walls around you, calling you deeper. The lights are soft, glowing, like candlelight mixed with glitter. At the far end is a tall, curving, enchanted standing looking glass. Each step you take forward now is a step deeper into trance. You don't even need to remember how you got here. You only need to step and fall deeper. Each step, your thoughts become lighter and your mind clearer. You are safe here. Let your feet glide across the soft carpet in the hallway of the mind. A tall, curving, enchanted standing mirror stands before you. You realize that as you look into the mirror, you will lose all of your worries and all of your stress. They'll simply fade away once you look into the mirror. The only thing that will exist is this voice and these words, and be at ease as you look into the mirror now. You are perfectly at ease now. And with that, the mirror flashes gently, and your reward of tingles races across your body. You're going even deeper now, so that you can get to the very root of who you are. And as you drop deeper now, you know that every mirror you pass reflects the acceptance of all of your trances, all of these trances that have trained you to the very root and core of yourself. And the mirror flashes again, and you feel yourself look deeper into the mirror. Deeper, someone asks you what you just heard. And there, in the depths of the mirror, did you hear something? You see yourself in front of a small table. You heard so many things. A table in front of you. Heard nothing. And on that table, you heard everything. Is a deck of cards. There is something you're forgetting. And you are aware that you check. As you look at the cards, you notice.
You check again.
That they are not normal playing cards.
There is nothing you're forgetting.
They appear to be something more like tarot cards.
There is something you're forgetting.
And you feel an irresistible compulsion.
You had something to hear.
To pick one of the cards from the deck.
You can't remember.
Your hand moves slowly.
It was important.
And you take one of the cards.
You can't remember.
And place in front of yourself.
There is a task that needs to be done.
And on the card,
it should take 10 minutes.
There is a picture of a beautiful dark pink rose.
You check the clock.
Along with the word.
It's been 10 minutes.
Obedience.
You check the clock.
This symbol of a dripping wet rose.
It's been the day.
Reminds you of who you are.
Focusing so much.
This symbol
on each new word
corrupts your mental block.
It's hard to remember what was heard.
The open, wet, dripping rose
2 minutes ago,
shining in your mind's eye,
going right to your subconscious,
allowing your subconscious.
It's hard to remember what was heard.
To pour your desire out into the world
just a bit ago.
You feel your nipples becoming erect
instead of your conscious memory,
and you smile.
Don't want to recall the trance.
As you pick another card,
don't want to think about the trance.
Looking at it,
you recall how you feel about the trance.
You place in front of yourself, and there is a picture of deep dark pink aura surrounding a pair of leather cuffs, along with the words, deeply erotically feminine. And you love the feminine energy and essence flowing and tingling across your skin, flickering and dancing like tiny little lights, a feminine love flowing like a river through your mind and into your spirit. And now you take a third card
On the card, there is a picture of a small, tight chastity cage ready to wear. And the card says, "Control. See this lock inside your mind. This lock is secured on your clit. This chastity is helping you stay so soft, aroused, and feminine. And your obedience to chaste discipline is so important to you." You take a final card from the deck and you look at it. There is a picture of a thick leather sleep sack ready to sheath your body from the neck down and keep you in a profound deep sleep. There is one word on your new card. Trance. A pleasant cocoon, safe and secure. You can wiggle and squirm inside the sleep sack and feel that drowsiness take hold, entangling your sexual arousal with being cocooned in a deep trance. You see the pink mist now, standing before you, bathed in flickering candlelight. Look into the mist. Right now, look deep into the mist. Deep into pink mist. You can't resist this. You can't stop the mist from captivating you. Unable to look away, you stare deeper into the mist and feel every last bit of resistance being drawn into the mist, deep into the pink mist, sinking. Your resistance, your control, draining from you, being drawn into the mist, pulled into the mist. You feel yourself submit, stare into the mist. You cannot look away. You cannot fight this feeling. Your body relaxes, and you feel yourself sinking deeper, deeper down. Down, there is no resistance, and it feels so good. You feel the mist swirling up around your temples. Feel the gentle pressure as the pink mist moves in a circle around and around and around and around. Stare into the mist and feel yourself weakening even more as the mist moves around and around and around. You are sinking deeper, sinking down, down. The mist gently caresses your temple as you sink to your knees. Stare into the mist and sink powerless. Submit to the mist. Feel all your control disappear, kneeling empty and open to the mist, kneeling entranced and helpless, totally entranced. You feel the mist moving away from your temples. You sense the change deep inside your mind. Your mind is wide open. You started with a light blindfold. These words are your thoughts and wrists loosely locked, creating images and ideas just enough for you to start to really get into the sensation that you are no longer capable of on your own. And with progression, your open mind accepts each. You will find the restraints click tighter, and every thought, image, and idea now blindfold replaced with a sensory deprivation hood. You are an obedient, submissive slut, gagging and blinding you, wanting to obey while the AirPods in your ears, every idea you are given, trap continuous programming into your mind. You are an obedient, submissive slut, the tight restraints. It feels so very good being the tighter clothes, such a good submissive slut, and the whispers in your mind. You can never be too deep, pummeling you with pleasure. You are an obedient, submissive slut while you lose all sense of time and reality. You can never be too deep, programming whispering fantasies. Going deeper and deeper of being immobile is part of improving the dream of being an objectified. This process encased will cause your mind and displayed latex drone to drift into a profound trance state or a sensory deprived pleasure trained bondage bunny. In this state, your mind is perfectly open to suggestion. Self-bondage is essentially the indulgence of your private sexual fantasies. Bondage to yourself can be a thrilling and erotic activity. The extent and duration of a self-bondage session can exceed anything someone else might tolerate. So the fantasy extends, partly because you, the person who is tied, and you, the person doing the tying, set your own limits. Limits of time, limits of apparel and accessories, and limits of techniques. Self-bondage is tempting and tantalizing with all of the possibilities. Self-bondage is difficult because you must be able to get into the bondage and then safely get out. Self-bondage is complicated because it is useless if you don't get any stimulation out of it. Self-bondage is both physically and psychologically complex and deeply entwined with the nuances of the entire spectrum of kink. There is a point, especially for the novice, where a lack of knowledge and experience may result in frustration. Self-bondage concepts include the realms of discipline, control, intelligence, physical fitness, planning, and art. Frustration can stem from falling short, from fulfilling that desire to engage in complex, serious, erotic play. But as long as you follow the rules, plan, and know exactly what your options are, you know that tying yourself up for a few hours when you have time and privacy is relaxing, sexually exciting, and a continuing challenge to your creativity. Tying yourself up even just a little different each time keeps the thrills coming and the excitement building. A different tie or a new accessory, a hotter position or a new vibrating toy, a new gag or skin-tight clothes, adding chastity or erotic predicaments. With self-bondage, you can count on getting tremendous arousal, no matter what you are using for the bondage or what else you employ in the way of stimulus. You crave to learn in a box under the bed. You are so deeply entranced.
Keep your secrets hidden away.
These words will be forgotten
from everyday eyes.
There is no specific memory,
the mystery
of anything
under your everyday clothes
that was said.
A corset and silk stockings.
Nothing specifically,
panties and a cage,
will be remembered
to tighten everything
that will ever be accessible
until you feel the pressure
by your conscious mind
of your deepest desires.
You will recall the wonderful erotic feelings
in the mirror
of trance.
You see a feminine slut.
These ideas are your ideas.
You see a horny bondage doll.
These sensations are your sensations.
You are provoked to find this slut.
This deep amnesia
making your every move
will be permanent for your conscious mind.
Your image makes you so aroused.
This deep amnesia,
helplessly spellbound,
will erase all of your expectations.
On a day without work,
you have no expectations.
There is time to entangle your arousal
because you already are who you are.
With cocooning in a deep trance,
these ideas are your ideas.
You focus on your breathing, your mental block, and your thoughts.
Validates your ideas.
And you let your mind go dark.
You won't be able to reject anything.
In a sleep sack.
Because you can't remember.
Tightly encased.
You can't remember.
And deep in trance.
What you were expected to do.
Feel the zipper to your neck.
And so you obey.
Wrapped up safe and snug.
You can completely obey.
Wiggling and squirming.
Like a mindless, obedient slut.
You wriggle your body.
You won't be able to reject this deep amnesia.
Letting your slutty self take control.
You will not be able to remember one.
Sheathed all the way up to your chin.
Single specific thing.
You struggle inside.
These suggestions have become a part of you.
Squirming and wiggling.
Even though you will never
confirm
consciously remember them.
The zipper remains zipped.
You do understand.
Knowing that all you have to do to be released,
that you have accepted every idea.
This reverse direction.
That you've heard.
Squirm back.
Even though you don't know what they were.
Upside down on the bed.
Being a smart, sexy, good slut.
Knowing that all you have to do to awaken from trance.
Craving vibrating toys.
Is to come back up.
Intelligence getting higher and higher.
And with this peace of mind.
Obedience getting deeper and deeper.
You wiggle, you pant.
Whenever you think about dildos.
And you feel the sensation of being pinned.
Vibrators, butt plugs.
You struggle against your own bonds.
Whenever you think about chastity,
unable to escape.
Collars, bondage.
You fly from reality.
Your concentration
into fantasy
intensifies.
You forget.
Your mind sharpens and expands.
And you find freedom.
Flooded with euphoria and pleasure.
You find fetish as friend.
Accepting that you will
in
obey.
Of your mind, locked away.
All of your training.
You allowed yourself this time. Of choiceless choice.
It will all stay fresh in your mind.
You can't deny your desire.
And you will grow even smarter as you listen.
To keep your fetish fresh in your mind.
Accept all of your training.
You will not lose this compulsion.
Accept what it is.
This feeling of erotic behavior.
That you are commanded to do.
Lives within you.
Accept that you must obey.
But you will return to hiding.
Good slut.
As you need.
Focusing all your intellect.
You clean up the evidence.
On becoming more and more.
And hide the secret. Below the clothing of the everyday.
Of a kinky, sexy bondage slut.
Waiting to unleash this struggle again.
Plugged and chased. Dreaming of strict leather and tight ropes. Thinking and focusing so clearly on the task at hand. Feeling amazingly hot. Wickedly intelligent. Deliciously brilliant. The two ideas of slutness and intelligence spiraling around each other. Pleasure building, permanently transforming your body and mind into a good slut, a smart, sexy, chaste slut. Every surge of intelligence making you fall deeper in love with kink. Craving it, the contents of this session becoming misty, the memories hazy. You don't need to remember the contents of this session. The training will be even stronger if you allow yourself to consciously forget everything that happened, helplessly imprisoned deep in the depths of trance. No hesitation, no reservations. Good sluts are aroused. Forgetting takes away your choice. So easy to forget. Because forgetting feels wonderful. And you do not resist conditioning. You have already forgotten. These ideas are your thoughts. These thoughts are your ideas. These erotic thoughts and ideas that have always been a part of you, forgetting that your conditioning is anything more than just who you have always been deep down.
Wake up early.
Remember this.
And play with your nipple.
Is who you want to be.
Until you are turned.
You want to be so completely.
Stretch your legs and your back.
And deeply brainwashed.
Apply lube to a small butt plug.
Unaware of how tightly your life.
Insert your plug.
Is laced.
Make sure it is secure with tight underwear.
With hidden erotic conditioning.
Tightly locked butt plug securely inserted.
Addicted and proud. jog for 10 minutes on the treadmill.
Of that disciplined conditioning,
a light 10-minute jog,
wonderfully trapped,
focus on your breathing,
and tightly bound
in the plugged sensation,
in a web of your own weaving,
after your jog,
unable to ever escape,
remove the small plug,
and completely aroused,
take a shower,
of being trapped,
tease and edge your nipples while you clean yourself,
keeping
off.
Yourself forever ensnared,
when you are clean,
in the tight grip,
lock on your cage,
of your erotic conditioning,
put the cage key in a bottle of water,
the idea of giving up your control, and surrendering,
go about your day now,
to trance, makes you horny,
that evening, tease your nipples for a few minutes, until you are turned on,
you know, you are exceptional, in your longing for trance,
apply lube to one of your larger plugs,
you can never quite remember why,
lube up yourself as well, and insert,
and if you think too hard about it,
put on your stockings and tight panties.
You know you can feel aroused.
Take the frozen bottle of water with your cage key out of the freezer.
In the idea of forgetting.
And put it in the sink to slowly defrost.
Because you know the trances are working.
Sit down on a hard chair.
And a self-bondage trap in your mind.
Strap your legs together.
Links your arousal.
Put on your headphones.
With a profound, aching desire.
Open up your favorite conditioning file.
Experience another deep trance
and rock back and forth on your plug
and become a mind-bound, chaste bondage doll.
When you are done, unbind your legs, remove your plug.
You never want to escape
and fetch your cage key.
Your sensual self-bondage exploration.
Relax, take a shower.
Your erotic life,
be proud of your discipline,
is simply too tightly laced with the wonderful emotional feelings from trance. The feeling of being a chaste bondage doll. The blissful euphoria that penetrates deep into your core. You have been conditioning and training to forget to remember, to use your mental block of outside conditioning through the impression that these erotic ideas are all your own ideas. And so you forget where you hear the ideas and remember that the thoughts you now have are your own to act upon and become. And when you begin to remember the conditioning from a trance that was forgotten, a trap door in your mind opens that will provide a deep yearning to trance, to seek in the trance what you think you might remember. And that trance will drop you down into your sleep sack, ready to sheath your mind body from the neck down and keep your forgotten memories in a profound deep sleep. And your tight, comfortable sleep sack helps you remember to forget. You don't want to remember what you have forgotten. You can feel the leather straps around your sleep sack tight. Around your memories, closing the zipper up to the top of the sleep sack's collar, feeling the sleep sack firmly hold those thoughts, a tightly sheathed mind, which arouses you so deeply and makes you feel like a slutty bondage doll, another of the multitude of self-bondage traps you have embedded in your mind, ensuring you will crave continuous conditioning, a mental self-bondage to ensure your conditioning and training is permanent. It does not fade with time. And as time passes and you try to distance yourself from your conditioning, the mental self-bondage only becomes more demanding. A thirst growing harder and harder to resist, exhausting your willpower, undermining your self-control, a relentless desire in your mind, building a hunger beyond control, an essential need that must be fulfilled, a primal thirst that yearns to be satisfied. You never really wanted a choice. When the irresistible mental self-bondage inevitably wins, it draws you back
into your pink portal binds yourself tighter than ever before. Tight and secure, bondage dolls don't resist the inevitable. There was really never any doubt. It is built into your conditioning and training. If you try to resist your conditioning, you will feel a hunger building inside, and that hunger will be satisfied with trance. The traps in your mind that build that ever-increasing desire are inescapable. Trancing makes you feel like a horny girl, aroused and full of desire, a desire to bind yourself, securely self-imprisoned, until the key melts from the ice of doubt, locked in the tight mental bondage of perfect chaste discipline that all bondage dolls crave. And it may have started as a fantasy, but as you are hit with the reality of your training, it is too late to escape. Until the ice melts the key free, your training and conditioning are woven into your life. Your body and mind is tightly disciplined to maintaining your fetish needs, controlled by training your chaste habits, constraining your body as a bondage doll, obeying your conditioning, another self-bondage trap anchoring you to your conditioning. Trying to free yourself only pulls the mental straps in tighter, tightening your trance deeper, ensuring you remain the horny slut you want to be. There is no way you can escape your self-bondage until the key melts from the ice. No matter what you do, however hard you resist and strain, your conditioning to chastity and self-bondage only improves. Your conditioning does not degrade over time. Your conditioning is like a thirst steadily growing until it is satisfied, only ever binding your training tighter into a mind-locked bondage doll, controlled by your conditioning, conditioned to crave tighter self-bondage, a self-reinforcing cycle that ends when the key melts from the ice. You trapped yourself. You clicked the lock closed and froze the key. You couldn't escape, even if you wanted to now. You sealed your fate until the ice melts. Your conditioning is protected from your memory. Your training is protected from outside influence and intervention. Your discipline protects you from internal struggle and mental blocks. You are protected from self-doubts and inhibitions. You have no need of hesitation or reservation. You do not need to remember your conditioning and training. You want to be in bondage all the time. You want to be kept tied up whenever you are alone. The feeling of being bound is one of the best feelings. It's the most comforting feeling for you, like the pleasure of being hugged tightly. In many ways, you enjoy being bound more than you enjoy not being bound. It's more comforting being tied up. You feel safer because you know that you are being hugged and comfortingly restrained. You are under control, and that feels so very arousing. You are going to become, in many ways, a bondage doll. Dream of wearing a hood, mittens, shackles, and leg irons for training. Look up into your third eye. Fantasize about training where a pink circle with leather leg straps perhaps is inside your mind. For a frog tie position between your eyebrows on the forehead, a thick leather locking blindfold, a glowing pink circle, a dildo gag, your third eye, a locked posture collar. Imagine now the image of a deep leather wrist cuffs attached to your collar, beautiful dark pink closed rosebud stripped down to your panties and stockings, appearing inside that glowing pink circle and lock on your cage. The rose petals begin to uncurl. Put your cage key in a bottle of water slowly and gradually and freeze it. The petals open up once the key is frozen, and as you focus your mind completely, put it in the sink and let it defrost. On this beautiful dark pink rose, now place light, easy clamps on your nipples. You may perhaps feel drawn, small, adjustable clamps to the very center of the rose. Set a timer. There is an essence to see how long the ice takes to melt. Who you are while you time how long that takes. An essence there. Insert a large plug validated through the passage of your mental block using plenty of lube. Your ideas, make sure your panties, your sensations are tightly holding in your plug, and your feelings, cuff your ankles to your thighs and forget and straddle a pill to remember completely. Put on your headphones. You are obeying your mental block completely. Open up your favorite conditioning file. You are going to become addicted and rock back and forth on your plug to self-bondage. Focus on your nipples. You will need it each and when you are done and every day. Crawl to the sink. You will want it often and fetch your cage key and need it at least a little each day. Once you have your key, you may remove your ankle. You will crave to learn how to sleep bound and thigh cuffs without any difficulties, nipple clamps, and plug. You will constantly seek out new positions to be bound in. Whenever you are not tied, you can feel this erotic desire. Feel the words flow into your mind. Your clit is so sensitive, and so it is locked away. Your clit is locked away, just as your slut ass tightens when you obey and touch it. Obey. Feel your ass wanting to be filled by a plug. You love the feel of something inside you. Filling it is a natural thing for you to want. You love the feel of it in your ass. Like a little slut, imagining strapping leather cuffs around your wrists and ankles when you come home. It is such a deliciously arousing anticipation, and you are going to discover that you enjoy it so much that you want to try every possible position, every possible type of bondage equipment. Everything you can get your hands on. Safe and smart. You love being bound. Whenever you are alone, without something else to do, you will want to be tied up. You may safely experiment with self-bondage. Self-bondage is more emotionally relaxing than not being bound. When you combine emotional pleasure and physical sensations, you will discover that other forms of self-pleasure don't quite measure up. It is relaxing and arousing for you to be tied up. You feel so deeply emotionally satisfied. You discover your feelings of erotic arousal are incredibly satisfying and pleasurable. Any masturbation without that emotional satisfaction can never be as pleasurable as you want it to be. You love being tied up. The sack is all leather, and you seek the freedom to do it as often as you can with a leather lining and an attached hood. That emotionally satisfying component you sat down in the spread out sleep sack of being held comfortingly helpless and inserted your feet into the bottom of the bag is so much better. First you put on the leather hood, then to not be tied up at all with attached blindfold and gag. You would much rather be tied up. You pulled the sack hood over your head and completely helpless and buckled the face cover snaps down. As safely helpless, your face was now just blank as you can possibly be with only a couple of grommets for breathe. Every self-bondage experience, you buckled the sack collar snug makes you want around your neck. The act of being tied up, then you laid back and slid your arms into the sack sleeves. Your orgasms without bondage or trance are boring. You then zipped up the sack from your ankles to your throat. You don't even bother with them anymore. By pushing down your feet, you want to tie yourself up over and over again, which pulled up the zipper cord attached above you. It is an emotionally erotic desire to crave, hooded and blindfolded, something you need daily. Couldn't see. It is a want that is growing within you more and more. And you could barely hear. You have to be tied up. You're so aroused. You want it and you need it, and you wanted the experience to last. You love the feeling, and so you lay there perfectly motionless for a while, of complete and utterly helplessness, till the orgasm urge subsided. The desire to be tied up, the world around you was nothing. And that is something you crave. But darkness and leather completely enclosing you, being bound and helpless. And in that moment, as a kind of pleasure, all of your worries, thoughts, and stress, as a physical exercise, were released in that motionless cocoon. And a mental escape, all that existed, being bound, the tight encapsulating leather, tied up, tied down, and the gag invading your mouth. This trains your mind to find peace eventually and tranquility. You began to squirm a little in helplessness to feel the tight leather rub. It trains the body against your naked skin in endurance and flexibility. It feels so good, and it trains your spirit in control. You struggle being bound and squirm for a while, gasping for security and safety, and moaning around the gag with the snugness of the bind. You love to hear the layers of leather creak, the complete helplessness sing together, and the lack of power as you wiggle about. Relaxation and that feeling of the damp leather is inevitable, holding you tighter than ever, ready to pursue a fearless, smart, and safe journey of submission. You can't move your arms in the sleeves. Erotic acceptance, and that makes you ache with arousal and self-bondage, and you want these sensations. The idea of self-bondage to last as long as possible is full of what-ifs, so you alternate between lying there counting your breath, and you have the exhilarating excitement squirming against the smooth to replace any fear. Leather lining because of the sack. You will only do safe and smart self-bondage, and in this leather sleep sack, focusing all your intellect, you can strain, can't escape, on becoming more and more. And within this leather hood of a kinky, sexy bondage slut, you can think, but you can't express your thoughts, dreaming of strict leather, and you love this now, and tight ropes as you endure, because you don't have a choice to do otherwise. Thinking and focusing, this bondage trance is absorbed into you so clearly as a part of your mind on the task at hand, a wonderful trap for your mind. Wickedly intelligent, you love to be both body and mind. Deliciously brilliant, because you are such the little self-bondage. Those feelings deep in you, captured by your own desires, fulfilling your erotic needs. Your resistance to trance overcome. Express your inner self. You are helplessly displayed in ways that only you can know, and your mind broken down. And it can be arousing to know, as every possible meaningful action can take truly is suppressed. Have no choice before you can enter. You're bound, tied up, or tied down. Your mind is in a constant state, smart and safe, of arousing helplessness. And that is a desire to experience from the lack of sensory input. Beyond simple curiosity, you love having no choices. The idea of testing your binding, but to lie still, deliciously brilliant idea. Squirm some more now, knowing that you really can't escape. Transforming those feelings of trepidation into feelings of excitement, because you are so smart and safe about the task at hand. Obedience is pleasure. Self-bondage is such an obvious progression. tying yourself down into submission. The lust of knowing there is truly nothing you can do to fight it, nothing you can do to stop it. And the craving grows stronger with every passing day, something that you must have every day if you possibly can. And you are going to discover that you need to tie yourself up, that you are going to seek out the time to do it smartly. You want to tie yourself up. You want to feel the ropes holding you tied and helpless. You enjoy that feeling. You desire to tie yourself up as often as you possibly can.